Isolated by the West, but not here, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov receives a warm welcome in Mali's capital Bamako, greeted by Abdoulaye Diop, the country's foreign minister. The two countries are seeking greater cooperation, with Mali wanting help combating armed groups linked to ISIL and Al-Qaeda.
Last year and the start of this year, cooperation in military and military technical areas was given a new page in their development. A large consignment of Russian aviation technology was sent, thanks to which Mali's army was able to conduct successful operations against the terrorists who remain active on their territory.
The Malian army hired hundreds of Russian fighters from the Wagner Group in December 2021 to regain control of lost territory. It's been unhappy with the decade-long presence of the largest and most expensive UN peacekeeping operation. 5,000 French soldiers left last year as relations with Paris deteriorated. But the violence has continued. Millions have been forced from their homes.
Our brothers that we left behind are suffering enormously. They want to flee, but the humanitarian situation has deteriorated. People are so scared because there is no one out there to protect them. Armed fighters are ruling areas where the state is absent.
Independent human rights experts have accused Russian mercenaries and Malian forces of possible war crimes and crimes against humanity. Following a briefing at the UN Security Council last week, Mali threw out the UN peacekeeping mission human rights chief, accusing him of bias. Over the last year, the country has expelled several international diplomats, accusing them of meddling in the country's affairs. Now it's seeking better ties with Moscow, seen as a foe to the West, but not to many countries in West Africa. Lavrov's visit to the region comes at a time when Russia appears increasingly isolated in the West. But for countries in the Sahel here, Russia appears to be a better alternative to France, the former colonial power, whose forces have so far failed to bring stability and peace to the region. But at what cost? Russia wants access to Mali's minerals, and Mali needs greater military cooperation, access to wheat and fertilizer. Mali is increasingly isolated. It sees Russia as a partner as it faces a mounting security and humanitarian crisis. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera.